much does we saw a little bit on Sunday, Evan's role change with all the wide receivers being out?
It increases. That's, you know, certainly the case. But really, I mean, his role was going to be large no matter what, just with his skill set, what he brings to the table. The other guys' roles are now increasing as well.
What, could you elaborate on what he does bring to the table?
Evan?
Yes.
The obvious one would be in the pass receiving game. I mean, that's clearly speed, quickness, good hands, agility, run with the ball after the catch. His explosiveness. I mean, that's what he brings to the table as far as being dynamic. What he does still pretty well and can continue to improve is his run blocking, whether it's at the point of attack or on the backside. Where he does need to improve is his finish, and that's certainly been addressed. He knows it. He understands that our team needs him to finish better, and certainly he takes everything to heart, so he will finish better.
Does he remind you of anybody that you've seen over the years, either big receivers or tight ends?
I'd say if you had to compare him to somebody, you'd probably say Jordan Reed from the Redskins. That would be the best comparison. But again, he's a young player and he's developing, but the sky's the limit for him.
You saw he had a lot of the big plays and kind of catch and runs last week. We haven't seen as much maybe down the field as we expected. Why has it been, you know, not been able to get
based on coverages?
You obviously ran a lot more two tight ends last week. How does that change everything for your group?
Well, they're all excited.
What is,
I know
what
that.
What is asked differently from them?
Well, each week everything's going to be, you know, game plan specific based on what the defense tries to do and take away and where you can gain an advantage. But with having, you know, less receivers and having the fourth tight end up now with Matt Lacoste, they're all fired up. They're all excited for each other, excited for and feel like they can help impact the game in a positive way for our team.
Back to the coverage, do you find the teams are playing you guys differently because of him? Like, are they scheming more?
Not necessarily. They've coverages so far have been pretty comparable to what we studied going in. And, you know, the defensive coordinators have stayed true to their colors for the most part. There's always adjustments because they study us like we study them. So whatever they feel they can, you know, gain an advantage, they will and make adjustments that way. And then we can counter-adjust right from there.
So would you expect him probably to be more of a focal point going forward?
I certainly hope so. He's one of our weapons.
What did you see from Matt? I mean, he actually, you know, he got in his first game action. What'd you think?
He had 9 plays. He thought he played pretty well. The one ball that was thrown to him was a low throw. But maybe he could have made a catch, you know, potentially made a play on that play. But I thought he could have gotten out of that route a little faster.
How do you handle being a healthy scratch the first 5 weeks?
You know, he's a team guy. That's the one thing you can certainly say about all 4 of those tight ends is they are team guys. So whatever was going to help the team, he was okay with.
I guess, how do you think Red Ellison's come along? Last time we talked to you guys, you said you saw some, you know, technique stuff that kind of you weren't expecting.
He's been very impressive, to be honest with you. I mean, he really does a great job in the run game, and he's very precise in the pass game as far as his route execution. He hasn't had that many opportunities or that many balls thrown his way, but when he does, he continuously sticks his foot in the ground, gets north and south, breaks a tackle, and puts us in a good position, whether it's to get a first down or gains the first down.
Does that surprise you? Because it seemed like in training camp you guys thought he was going to be more of a pass catcher than maybe he has been in the
past. Oh, no, it's just strictly based on, you know, coverage dictation. You know, the coverage dictates where the football goes. And when he's been asked to do those and he's gotten those opportunities and the coverage has dictated that it's gone his way, he's performed well.
Where do you think Jarrell Adams has improved most in his sophomore year compared to his rookie year?
I'd say his confidence in the passing game. Still, there's still some slight hesitation in the run game, but once he knows what he's doing as far as his footwork, how to get his job done, once he locks his hands on that defender, he really, what we call, pounds his arches and gets great movement on those defenders. So that's held true this year as well. The more confident that kid gets, the better off he's going to be. And it is improving.